certainty that the world would be destroyed did not stop them. Just as the dire warnings that firing up the Large Hadron Collider 63 years later in Switzerland might possibly open a black hole and consume the planet were ignored. The scientists in New Mexico can be cut some slack because there was a world war raging. But Switzerland? The ultimate winner at Trinity, after all the readings were tallied and the world was not incinerated, was a physicist who picked 18 kilotons as the yield. But that's much too far to go back and too vague to explain why the snake was flying over Nebraska, about to jettison its team of highly trained covert operatives over an abandoned ballistic missile launch control complex. Closer in time and space, only 6 hours earlier, in the part of Nebraska that was the middle of nowhere, which, unfortunately, most of Nebraska is, was a woman named Peggy Sue. Really, her mom had loved that movie. She was innocently hanging clothes she'd just finished hand-washing to dry over an old rubber-coated pipe. But when that pipe is in a supposedly defunct launch control center, LCC, that had been auctioned off, only one bidder, so not much of an auction, the odds of such an event went from impossible to ridiculous. And the U.S. government often ran on ridiculous, so that meant it was quite possible. Ignorant of what she'd just initiated, Peggy Sue Johansson was thinking she didn't like the underground facility much to start with. She was beginning to feel